This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. The National Testing Agency, NTA, released the results for the Joint Entrance Examination, JEE, Main Session 2 of 2025 this morning. This time, a total of 24 students have obtained a perfect NTA score of 100 in JEE Main 2025 Paper 1 BE BTech. The result, along with the cutoff, is now available on the official JEE Main website, jeemain.nta.nic.in. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said electronic manufacturing has increased 5 times in the last 10 years. Talking to reporters at Manesar in Gurugram of Haryana, Mr. Vaishnaw said there's been a big jump in electronic manufacturing sector because of the Make in India initiative. He said the electronics export has also increased 6 times in the last 10 years and it has crossed 3,25,000 crore rupees. As many as 4 people have died and around 12 others are still feared trapped under the debris after a 4-story building collapsed in the Mustafabad area of Delhi during the early hours of today. Talking to the media, DIG NDRF Mohsin Shahidi said that the NDRF team and other agencies are engaged in rescue work. He mentioned that the area is congested, making it difficult to move heavy machinery.
12 लोग अभी जो है फंसे हुए हैं, जिसमें 9 एडल्ट्स बताए जा रहे हैं, 3 बच्चे बताए जा रहे हैं. उसी के लिए हमारी टीम एनडीआरएफ की और दिल्ली फायर सर्विसेज है, वॉलंटियर्स हैं, ये सब लगे हुए हैं. बहुत ही कंस्ट्रिक्टेड एरिया है, हैवी मशीनरी के आने जाने में थोड़ा बाधा आ रही है, देख रहे हैं आप. ये एक चैलेंज है हमारे लिए और मुझे पूरी उम्मीद है कि हो सकता है कि हम कुछ लाइफ जो है निकाल पाएं.
India has reaffirmed its commitment to inclusive, equitable and sustainable agriculture at the 15th meeting of BRICS agriculture ministers. Speaking at the meeting held in Brazil yesterday, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said global food security goals would remain unfulfilled unless small farmers are protected and empowered. He highlighted that agriculture for India is not merely an economic activity but a source of livelihood, food and dignity for millions of families. In Chhattisgarh, Badesatti village of Sukma district has become the first Naxal-free Gram Panchayat of Bastar division. 11 Maoists active in this village surrendered before the superintendent of police in Sukma yesterday. These Maoists had a reward of 8.5 lakh rupees on them. Chhattisgarh is moving rapidly towards fulfilling the resolution of Union Home Minister Amit Shah to make the country Naxal-free by March 2026. The Yamunotri and Gangotri Dham are set to open their doors to devotees on April 30, while Sri Kedarnath Dham will reopen on May 2nd, followed by Sri Badrinath Dham on May 4, according to the Sri Badrinath Kedarnath Temple Committee. In Bangladesh, a prominent Hindu community leader of Biral Upazila in Dinajpur district was allegedly abducted from his home and beaten to death on Thursday afternoon. The deceased, Bhabesh Chandra Roy, 58, was the vice president of the Biral unit of the Bangladesh Puja Udyapan Parishad and was a prominent leader of the Hindu community in the area. A 21-year-old Indian student, Harsimrat Randhawa, was killed in Hamilton, Canada after being struck by a stray bullet while waiting at a bus stop. The Consulate General of India in Toronto expressed deep sorrow over her death, as in contact with her family offering support. Meanwhile, police are investigating the case as a homicide. World Liver Day is being observed across the globe today to raise awareness about liver diseases and encourage people to adopt a healthy lifestyle by avoiding oily and greasy foods. The theme of this year's World Liver Day is Food is Medicine. To commemorate this day, the Institute of Liver and Biliary Sciences is organizing Healthy Liver, Healthy India event in New Delhi. India's Himanshu Jakhar made history by winning the country's first ever Under-19 Asian Athletics Championships gold in the men's javelin throw in Dammam, Saudi Arabia. His winning throw of 67.57 meters, though below his personal best of 74.56 meters, was enough to secure the top position on the podium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.